You're listening to the audio production of Diary of a Jackwagon by Tim Hawkins, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Foreword by Bubba Watson. A couple of years ago, a friend asked me if I had heard of the comedian Tim Hawkins. I said no, and he pulled out his phone and immediately started searching for Tim Hawkins' Chick-fil-A song, insisting that I had to see it right away. He was right. I did need to see it. The first time I heard the song, I couldn't believe how funny and true it was. It was like Tim knew about my secret craving for Chick-fil-A every Sunday. I was instantly hooked on Tim's comedy and started telling everyone I knew about him. I even started slipping into the Ping equipment trailer at tournaments just to watch Tim's videos on their computer. Before long, I had watched most of his songs and his stand-up bits, listening to classics such as The Government Can and Inappropriate Wedding Songs over and over and over again. I still laugh every time I hear them. When I am playing on the PGA Tour, referencing Tim's songs has even become an inside joke between my caddy and me. For example, if we have an early tea time, one of us is almost always going to say, "Who can tax the sunrise? The government can." When I hit a drive into the woods, which happens a little too often, it is also fun to mimic Tim's son and say, "I will feed you to the fire ants." While I loved Tim's work from the start, as I learned more about him, I really began to appreciate just how different he is from many of the other well-known comedians. When you watch his shows or listen to his songs, you don't need to look around to see who's listening. Having a young family, I'm very aware that what we watch on TV or listen to on the radio reflects on us personally. Kids are like glue, and bad language sticks to them, too. It's good to know that Tim's comedy is acceptable for everyone. He also proves that bad language and adult content are not requirements to be funny. Another reason that Tim's work is special to me is that after watching, listening, and learning about Tim's life, I found out that he's a Christian. When I was younger, the idea of a comedian being a Christian seemed strange. I thought Christians were supposed to be simple, straightforward, and boring. But as I have grown as a Christian myself, I have realized that my old perceptions weren't true. Tim is proof that people can have fun, be entertaining, and be Christians all at the same time. The truth is, I am not a, quote, Christian golfer, unquote. I'm a Christian, and I'm a golfer. One is who I am, the other is what I do. To me, Tim Hawkins is not a, quote, Christian comedian, unquote. One is definitely who he is, and the other is definitely something he does very well, an opinion anyone who reads this book will share regardless of how they feel about faith. Trust me, this guy is funny. So funny, it'll make you want to slap your mama. Introduction. A book by me? A bound block of paper pages, or a gigabyte of digital pages that they make you look like pages but are not actually pages at all, with little words by Tim Hawkins printed on them? What exactly are these babblings you have stumbled upon? The inner monologue of a mad...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?